have faith in God, because this is God's theodrama, okay? And at the final act, the final scene of the play, that is the return of God to the world and the world's return to God. Everyone is going to get hit by that lightning at some point. You can accelerate it so it happens before the very end, and you can make sure it happens while you're alive and not after the death of the body, which allows much more good karma to eventuate and lead to liberation. But everyone is going to return to God very shortly. And as we get closer and closer to the end and people come out of denial and they realize the hopelessness of trying to solve this problem through political means or social activism or any of the ways that people are still attempting to deal with this, you know, or trying to buy Bitcoin or, you know, buy gold or whatever they're trying to do to beat the system, there's not going to be any way to avoid the fate of the world. And once you realize that, there is nothing else but the return to God that remains for us. The sooner you realize that that is the case, the more serious a meditator you will become. I guarantee it. And if you meditate with utmost total seriousness and your heart is sufficiently open to love God, if you're in duality, don't think of this as yourself, because otherwise you'll confuse it with your ego. That's why non-duality is a very bad theory, even though it's true, for the ego, because the ego tends to see the word self and says, oh yeah, I am the self, I am that, and I'm already liberated. And of course, it's just words, it's not real. So the more you recognize that there is a supreme Lord, a supreme intelligence that is designing and choreographing and doing everything, and that only by surrendering to that being can we be saved from the fate of the ego, then your heart will open. You will be able to deactivate the mind through your devotion to God and the yearning for God to fill you with even just with peace from anxiety. You know, how many people are burdened by the baggage of fear? Many people just live in fear constantly, and they're never free of it. Or they're living in fury or in agitation, in despair, in depression. Everyone is suffering at the ego level from all of these feelings of helplessness and lack and unworthiness and guilt and shame, et cetera, et cetera. The only way out is to take refuge with the Lord, the Supreme One. And that mind, that infinite mind, once you realize that that is who you are, once you have attained union with that mind, you will realize you were never the character who is feeling those horrible feelings. This isn't your baggage to carry. You were never born. You never went through this. It's a dream. And when you're awakened from the dream, then you can transform the being that you think you are into a divine being in the dream itself. And then everything becomes beautiful. So why not do that? Why not live in bliss instead of fear and suffering? It's easy because it really is who you are. But you have to pay the price of letting go of your illusions. That's all. Do you want truth? Do you want illusion? Illusion brings suffering. Truth brings freedom, joy, love, intelligence. graduation from the wheel of life and death. It brings everything you could want. It's easy and it's who you are, so why put it off when the end is very close? Anyway, I think that's enough of an answer.